I'm a good skier. Never mind that. Actually, I'm a great skier. Saying otherwise is definitely a lie. But I'm not a great skier because practice makes perfect. Or if at first you don't succeed, try again. If anything, I'm a great skier because I had excellent teachers and the absolute best trail buddies. My parents enlisted the help of the Seven Springs ski teachers for my older sister, younger brother, and me. It was nothing less than horrible. We spent the morning falling down the bunny hill and essentially skewering perfectly good snow. By the time we were ready to venture into the wild beyond of the real slopes, our waterproof leggings were soaked and we had realized the value of gloves. Nonetheless, we braved the ski lift and ended up perched on the seat like three cold marshmallows, staring into the abyss of snow and actually good skiers. By the time we reached the top, our eyes filled the space of our goggles. Somehow, the teachers had neglected to explain to the noob group exactly how the dismount worked. That day, we learned that lifts go both up and down. On reaching the top of the veritable mountain the second time, our ears were warm with the sweet melodies of disapproval. We made the dismount in one piece, each of our hands clutching at the tenuous grip of the other's fingers. I imagine in retrospect that we looked like three old ladies testing the temperature of an imaginary pool. But anyway, we got off with all of our limbs and equipment in check, much to the joy of the remaining group. Determined not to stick out any further, we three stayed in the back and did the snowplow perfectly as our group zigzagged down the mountain. At each zig and zag, the group would pause to collect our wits, poles, and confidence. It was at one of these pivotal moments that I looked to my brother Justin in order to make a fiercely relevant comment. To my horror, his normally pink ear had turned white. Panicking, I tugged the coat of my sister Julia to get her take on the situation. With a sinking feeling, we agreed that Justin had indeed achieved frostbite, and we needed to rebel against conformity to get him medical attention. With great apprehension, we three approached the teacher to get permission to leave. She was equally shocked and agreed to let us go with vague warnings about missing limbs and facial features. In a great hurry, lest Justin lose an ear, we shuffled our skis downhill and took off. The rush, coupled with the feeling of impending doom, was like anything I'd ever experienced. Upon reaching the lodge, we struggled with our skis, attempting to detach them from our clumsy feet, and ended up clumping through the doors to our parents' great surprise. After hearing our story of woe, Mom and Daddy agreed that ski lessons just weren't for us, and the best way to learn was through failure. They also managed to save Justin's ear, much to Julia and my mutual chagrin. It would have been really cool to have a brother with only one ear. But after his ear regained normalcy, and we had a few cups of hot chocolate, we three decided that white ears and wet bums weren't so bad after all, and that this thing called skiing might actually be fun after all. After that first day, we three continued skiing, regardless of wipeouts and wind and weather. It turns out that my family makes a pretty excellent ski group, even without finishing the lessons.